Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues for Chol HaMoed, the 19th of Nisan, the 10th of April, the 7th chapter of Pesachim at Mishnah He. Now, we've been talking about the actual roasting and eating of the Korban Pesach, and an issue that can come up about the Korban Pesach that is Tamei, or the people eating it are Tamei. There may be situations where it is eaten even in a state of Tamei, of Tuma, of ritual impurity. Now, Mishnah He gives us a look into this, a deeper look. Nitma ha-basar ve-chelev kayam. It's about a normal carbon Pesach that's brought by Tahor people, and the meat of this paschal lamb or goat became ritually impure, but the chelev, the fats and the organs that are offered on the Mizbeach, those are still pure. So those could be burned on the Mizbeach. So what's the din? Eino zorek et adam. We don't actually sprinkle the blood for this particular animal. And now the Mishnah brings the contrast. Nitma chelev. If the fats that get burnt on the altar, those become impure. Habasar kayam. But the meat of the animal, the part that gets eaten, is still pure. Zorek et adam. You go ahead and sprinkle the blood on the side of the altar, which is the step that allows the meat to be consumed by the owner of the offering. Uvimukdashin, and for other holy items, other offerings, enoken. This is not the case. Ela afolpi shenitma basar, even though the meat which is eaten becomes contaminated vechelev kayam, and the parts that go up on the altar to be burned, that remains pure, zorek et adam. There you could still sprinkle the blood, which is the sort of concluding step of the first phase of the offering, because sprinkling the dam then allows the consumption of the meat or the consumption by fire of the chelev and the emorim, the sacrificial parts that are supposed to be burned. And as we mentioned yesterday, when we contrasted the Pesach to other offerings, certain other offerings can be brought in a state of impurity but not eaten. Whereas the Pesach, if you have to bring it in a state of impurity, could still be eaten because the main thrust of the Pesach is for it to be eaten. Now, Mishnah Vav actually elaborates on this. Nitma ha-kohol, if the entire congregation was impure. Now, this is impure due to contact with a dead body. Orubo, or even the majority of the congregation was impure. Oshayu kohanim tameim fekal torim. Or all of the priests were impure through contact with a deceased, and the Yisraelim, everyone else, was pure. Now recall, you need a Kohen to schlep the blood and the parts of the offering. The Shechita could be Kashera with a non-Kohen, but everything else requires a Kohen, so if they're impure, it's going to get impure. So Yaseh Betuma, you would bring the Korban Pesach Betuma. It would be the same din Mefarshim say if all of the knives in the temple became impure. They all of the Kalim there were impure. That's like having all the Kohanim impure because you need the knives and the bowls to do the work. So there too, you'd bring it in a state of Tuma. And basically everyone's going to bring the Pesach and Pesach Rishon. You wouldn't have to wait until Pesach Sheni because people who are pure and impure could go ahead and bring their Pesach and eat it because it's what we call nidche. The restriction on the purity and impurity is pushed aside for the needs of the kahal, the needs of the congregation in this case. Now the Mishnah brings the contrast, nitma miutakal, if the minority becomes tame to a deceased, to tzahorim, osinat rishon, then the people who are tahor, who are pure, they bring the Pesach Rishon, the hatmeim, osin et sheni, and the people who are tame on the date of Pesach Rishon, in Nisan, they're going to go ahead and wait till next month. And then in Iyar, once they've had time to become pure, they're going to bring their Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Yishav kochachem, modim l'simcha.